yours this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us, man. It's been a blast.
Count down to the big show tonight.
Yeah, big one, big show tonight. We've got the first females like in the Middle East here tonight, which is awesome for the WWE as well, right?
Oh, look at that. I didn't realize that. That is really cool.
It's
going to
be fantastic. Raw Women's Championship match. Alexa Bliss defending against Sasha Banks, the Boss. Should be a blast.
This is awesome. Well, you guys all like, obviously, you motivate each other. I'm sure behind the scenes, you're always pushing each other. Are you ever like sort of like, I know you're all, it must be competitive, like you guys are all competing, but at the same time, you're in the same field,
is
you're in
like
the same
a
sport.
Yeah, that little bit of like for instance, like if I'm out there with the Shield, like it will be tonight, and I know that those two are the best guys in the world, so like I gotta keep up with them. So it's like we kind of push each other like that because we all want to like, sure, push each other to our best performance, and it makes it more, it's more fun like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Yeah, there's nothing better than going out there, you know, say you go on early in a show and you just tear the place down and you tell everybody else to follow that, you know what I'm saying? Or when you're in our position tonight, main event, the Shield, you know no one's going to be able to touch you when you walk out there, but they can sure try. They can do their best, but there's hands down, we're the best act in sports entertainment worldwide.
I love it. It's like being a comedian on stage, really destroying the crowd, doing a great job, and then the next comedian has to come up and try to follow your act.
Exactly. But it's good for momentum, good for morale, pushes everybody to be better.
Who would you not want to follow then, in your opinion?
Honestly, nobody.
Oh. Yeah, good work, good attitude.
No one can touch us, I'm telling you.
Yo, Tony's on the phone. Tony, you've got a question for the boys. What would you like to ask?
Yeah, hi guys. I'm really glad I'm connected with you, and I gotta keep this short because I'm late for work. I wanna come down this weekend and see you guys and take my kids, but the mother is not letting me take the kids because she reckons too violent for them, send bad example, and they might imitate you afterwards. What's your advice? How can I change her mind?
Oh, no. WWE is a very family-oriented product. I mean, I'm assuming you've seen it on television. You know what we offer. But, yeah, I mean, the show is for children of all ages, you know what I'm saying? If you can get your wife to come down and have a good time, I'm sure she would love it too. Bring grandma if you want to. Honestly, wherever we go, all over the world, it's a beautiful art form that translates to all ages, all races, and everybody is welcome. And it's a really good time, I promise. She'll have a blast. I bet if you can get her to come, she'll change her tune. I have a feeling we can sway her opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you reckon a little something for everybody.
Yeah, if she comes, she'll change her mind, yeah?
Oh, I think so.
Just buy the tickets, Tony, and just bring her in. Yeah. Say you're going to the movies. Just say you're going to the movies, and then just rock up.
I'll tell her we're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Good luck, Tony. Enjoy your day at work, man. Enjoy your big guys. Get your tickets. It is amazing. It's tonight and it's tomorrow night. This is awesome that we get the WWE here in the UAE, in Abu Dhabi. There's, I guess, the Middle East. I'm so thankful that it's happening right here.
For sure. You can get your tickets at platinumlist.net. And Chris, you're not going to get out of it. You've already said it.
I'm not getting out of it.
He's really wanted to be a ring announcer.
Yeah.
He's actually been practicing.
All right.
Don't embarrass yourself because we know that
Did you just break the microphone?
Hello? You're off to a really bad start.
Great start, kid.
I just broke it, but this is good. I can hold it. It's still working. Don't ask me how that happened. Oh, look at this. Okay.
Oh, old school.
All right, so guys, hopefully I will be able to do this. You guys got to tell me yay or nay. And, some of the guys from the WWE.
You got to have a lot of bass in your voice.
I got it.
You really project.
I got it. I got it.
Too much.
Presence of the wrestler.
Too much.
No beatboxing.
Okay. Damn. That was my intro.
Yeah.
No, okay. All right, here we go.
Kicked you right out of the studio.
Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Making history in the UAE for the first ever steel cage match. Your challengers for the Raw Tag Team Championship. Weighing in a combined weight of 441 pounds. Standing at a height of 6'4" and 6'1" tall. Hailing from Cincinnati and Buffalo, Ohio.
No, Buffalo's not in Ohio.
He does. Presenting.
What's their name? Their tag team name?
Oh, the Shield.
Okay. Yeah,
the Shield.
Yeah, it's kind of important.
Yeah.
what do you think, guys?
Well, I'll give them a pass on the lack of geography knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ohio. You know, that's cool. You live over here. It's a big country. You know. But Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
do I get through?
For me, I don't know, but I mean, you can definitely probably get a job in the States working at a strip club.
But
I think, look, here's the deal, all right? I think if that was an audition, I guess you passed.
Okay, I guess you passed.
If you want, you come on down to Abu Dhabi tomorrow night.
Thanks.
And you can, you guys are going to have to work with him to refine that a little bit. Yeah. Refine that, less wordy, get your geography correct, yada, yada. But it would be an honor if you came and announced our Raw Tag Team Championship match inside a steel cage, first time ever in the Middle East against the bar. So if you're available,
I'm available. I've got nothing else planned, man.
This is great. I cannot wait to get in the ring, man.
No, not you. Not you.
Yeah, you don't want to be anywhere near the steel cage.
No, it's dangerous.
Oh my gosh. Hold on now.
You got a little time to practice.
Okay, I'm going to practice all today, all tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It is happening, guys. Thank you so much, Dean Ambrose
and
Rollins.
Down at stage four, Vanessa.
Thank you so much to the WWE Live in Abu Dhabi. Thank you, boys, for joining us here this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys.